Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again. This is Friday, and thank you, Larry, for the date, October 28, 2011. So we're having our special Body Rejuvenation Series next month, and that will be starting on the, maybe the 15th, I believe. And that'll be a Saturday, then it goes 16, 23, and 30th. So we'll have some emails out within a few days here for people. So if you want to get rid of those little alien critters that are crawling around inside of you, this is the time to get on. So it's 28 hours of healing. It's $200, and your spouse, your loved one, is $100 additional. Children under 18 are free. So are your pets and animals. So let's get on with the program here. So this is our paranormal night. If anybody has any paranormal stuff happening, you could call in. That would be great. And we'll start off with a healing here that is going to deal with ghosts inside of your house. So if you have a situation with things moving around, feeling there's something else living with you that you can't see, we'll do a space clearing. This is on the website, too. This is a space clearing. It can even work inside of your car. Here we go. But you need to focus on one particular area or room, and we'll do a clearing right now. So I'm going to count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see if your room is feeling better. Again, getting rid of these critters out of your space. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And they'll be released, and we'll come back to you in that same space. Will be peace energy. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, out there in cyberspace?
I am indeed. Hi, Ron, and welcome everybody. Friday night, Paranormal Friday. So as Ron said, we're having callers tonight. And the numbers are listed under the play button for Station 2, or on Station 2 tonight. So toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471. And then try the area code 530-413-4511. That number, try that number next, or if you're not in the U.S. or Canada.
And Pauline for the correct dates there. I was in October. So anyway, next month is when it is. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
The calendar at the bottom of my screen here. So.
Right, good catch.
13/20/27.
Thank you. So, and just before we jump into questions, Ron, I'll just mention you are doing the Q&A tonight, correct?
Yep, sure will.
Okay, so after this show is over at 8 Pacific, 10 Eastern, or a couple of minutes after that, will be the Q&A, which runs for about an hour, and I'll give the phone number out for that now. If somebody could type it in, I don't seem to be able to type into the fast chat this evening. So that number is 646-519-5800. You'll be prompted for a PIN number, and that's 9009 and the pound sign. So this, for any of you who've not been on it before, if you have questions of any kind, and particularly those of you who might have recently met Ron for the first time at any of the expos that he's done this month in LA or New York, this is a good opportunity for you to come and ask your questions of Ron directly. It is about an hour-long call that Ron has most Friday nights after the BBS show here on Station 2. So anything else you want to add to that, Ron, before I start hunting around for some questions here on the fast chat?
No, it sounds good. Had a lot of stuff happening, a lot of insight, a lot of clone body releases, probably worked with 500 people, I'm guessing here. I'll do a sample of that, but I'm going to do it for your plants. I'm not going to do people quite yet because it's a little complicated. But that'll be on the website within about a month here for your clone body releases so you can become human again. So everybody, get your plants. Look at a plant, if you would. Bring it into your room. I'll wait about a couple of minutes for you to do so. And I'll just put Carrie back on again as you're getting the plant ready. And we'll make the plant here, which will be human instead of a cloned plant. It's quite interesting to watch your plants change. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, yeah. And when you said you're going to make it human, I think you mean you're going to make it its real plant self.
Yeah, a plant here, yeah. Anyway, a real plant, yeah, a real
yeah.
plant.
Yeah, your plant won't suddenly have a human head or anything. So, okay, so while everybody's doing that, there is one question. Maybe you can just quickly say something about this, Ron. Mickey is asking if anyone else has been feeling dizzy lately and if there's anything that you can do to help with that, Ron.
Boy, I don't know. We can put you in your body properly. Let's do that here. That can cause that same symptom here. Here we go. I'm going to take you out, and I'll put you in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. So if your body jerked or your body, you know, kind of twisted a little bit or shuddered or you had goosebumps, means that you're in your body improperly. So let's do it again here. Going out and in. That's good. We'll do some healing now on your spirit. I'll do it, take you in and out 10 times to help heal your spirit of whatever maybe affliction you might have here. So here we go, out and in, 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 out and in. There we go. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right. Well, I'm thinking probably people have their plants ready, Ron, if you want to declone our plants.
Okay, so look at your plant now, everybody. Or plants. It's. I'll do whatever ones you have available here. And here we go. I'm going to take away some of the clone energies on a timeline that they're existing in right now. Okay. So there's lots of timelines. We're all aware of timelines. And unless you're actually here, it'll be a cloned energy. So here we go. I'll count to probably maybe 10, I believe, here. We'll see what happens. So 1, 2, and watch your plants. They're going to be changing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, do some more, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. There we go, okay? So I'm going to take away number 16, clone, and bring in your plants as a real plant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. So look at your plant now, and you're going to notice that it's going to look real, even though it may be real to you. It'll be more vibrant. What I'm finding, this may last for a day or two because there's still many timelines that they could be abducted onto. But just check it out. We'll get some comments on the fast chat. And you're going to notice that they have a lot of energy now as compared to before. When I do people, the whole room fills up with energy. Even one person can radiate a whole room that's maybe 50 by 50 of light energy. It's quite interesting. So back to you, Carrie. How's your plants looking?
My plant looks great again. It was looking a bit floppy before, and it definitely, it seems to be the top half that's looking a little more vibrant than before you did it. The bottom half looks about the same. So I guess the top half was where the missing pieces were. So, yeah, it looks good. Thank you. So we have a question from Mika. And the question is, I had something disappear this morning and then appear again hours later on my person. What was that?
Well, you're probably out in the Beyondo at first, and you left it someplace. And you're probably very lucky because you got abducted again on that same timeline. So actually, the aliens did you a favor by abducting you onto the same timeline, and then it showed up on you. So that's maybe they made a mistake. I don't know, but that's very nice. Sometimes you can lose something and never find it again, and it normally will not show up on you. So they did you a nice favor. Typically, it could just be missing in your house and will show up in your house someplace, but to actually appear maybe on your body or in your purse or something or whatever it would be, that's good validation for you that you were abducted and you came back with it. So that's what that means to me. Okay, to maybe anybody else who might think it's pretty strange that all of a sudden something appeared on you. They wouldn't think of an alien abduction. They would think of something else, but that's what I would perceive that it is. So you went to the same timeline twice and retrieved what you misplaced or what they didn't put on you when they recreated you over again as a clone and brought you back here. Back to you.
Okay. So, yeah, that reminds me, Ron, of what happened with my wallet at the expo and how we found it again. So when Ron was in L.A., I was at his booth, and all of a sudden I realized my wallet was missing, and I had been holding it, and I don't remember putting it down anywhere. And so I had that horrible flash of panic when you have lost your wallet and your driver's license and your cash and, your everything in there. So then Ron crashed some timelines for my lost wallet, and we found it in the trash can, which I hadn't even been next to the trash can. So that was pretty interesting. So if you are losing things, the clearing to do is the timeline crash clearing. And I also had this happen with a friend last night. Actually, a client of mine left her purse, she thought, at Whole Foods, and she had an iPad in there and, her purse and her wallet, credit cards, all that stuff. So she was in a dreadful panic and emailed me. And so I put some timelines on for that night, and then I did about 10, 5 that night and 5 the next morning, and I was just about to do some more, and in came an email from her saying that the Whole Foods lady, she'd called them 5 times the night before and spoken to various people and nobody could find it. And then somebody called her and said they found it after 10 timeline crashes. So it works really well. If you lose something like your wallet, which can be such a huge hassle, because you have to go to the DMV and get a new license, cancel all your cards, blah, blah, blah. It works really, really well. So, Ron, do you want to add anything to that on how the timeline crashing brings objects back?
Well, that's a good one, yeah. It's definitely possible because you're crashing the timeline that things are on, including yourself. So, yeah, it could come back to you. You might even want to do a space-time crash with that because that object or you could be out there in space, and you can bring it back to yourself that way, too. There's a lot that we don't know about this, but, boy, it's interesting to hear how we have results from timeline crashing. So remember, the timelines are parallel lives that you are abducted onto, and they bring back here, typically, a clone of you. So on the new clearing they'll be putting up, you probably have, I'll just say, typically 20 to maybe 70 clones of you on a timeline. And so each time I release a cloned body, you may not feel too much of a difference until you do about 10 of them. But your face will change, your body will jerk a little bit, your clothing may change on your body. And because each time a new clone comes in, they have to prepare that clone for you. Even though I'm counting like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that could be 2 or 3 hours between each time that I count a number. So the next alien race, when they see that the clone has vanished, will bring back their replica of you. And I've seen people's skin coloring change. People's faces got different proportions sometimes. And when you finally come back and you're really human here, when the last one that I do, you can look at things around you and like everything outside of yourself is like in a fishbowl. So you see all the clone people walking around you, and it's like watching a movie on a screen. And you're not connected to that screen movie. So you're just watching people walking around, have a lot of energy. Now, if you happen to be with people who've had the clearing, like at the expo, They all look like they're three-dimensional. I mean, they have a lot of life force. A regular person has, like hardly anything at all. Because naturally, it's a clone body. So each time you do a clearing, that little piece of your spirit that's out there in the beyond, like a grain of sand, and you know, maybe you're made up of maybe a gallon of sand, but one grain of sand comes into that clone to activate the clone body that looks like you, and another piece of sand will say is your spirit. So all of a sudden, those two parts come to you, and they attach to your skeleton system, and they stay there. So the more times you do these clearings, the more you're going to become human. Otherwise, you're living a clone life. And you may become human, I would guess, maybe a couple hours a month. And that's kind of disconcerting. All the clearings that you've had from the light ship energy will still work with you, and they'll fall right into place once you start getting yourself more into wholeness. So they're still with you, even though you may think that you did clearings and you're healing a clone. Well, the clone still has spirit energy in it, and that will get healed too. But when you come in and you become more in wholeness with the energy of the true you, those clearings will also work. So, back to you, Carrie. And I think you heard a beep there, possibly.
Yeah, I think so. Is somebody on the line? Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. Hi, everybody. Three quick questions. First off, thank you. My cat, like I said, had a problem with the left, the right leg. And it's way a lot better. He's putting weight on it now and everything else. And I kept on talking to my spirit to talk to the cat spirit. And he's a lot better, so I want to thank you. And, yes, I would like to try a thank you with a donation soon enough. That comes back to my first question. Timelines. Is it possible I can reuse the timeline where I had my paycheck?
Okay. So I guess you're saying, can you go back in time? Is that what you're asking?
No, not back in time. Take the timeline where I had my paycheck and reuse it.
Oh, okay. Boy, I don't know if they would allow you to do that. I mean, it's a good idea. Yeah, you spend the money more than once. Yeah, that'd be good. Who knows, you know? You might try that. I don't know. I can't say it would work or not. And even if it did work, okay. I could not say that it would. Okay? But a very interesting concept.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you again, and I hope you had a great time at the expo, and I'll leave you right back to your show. So have a good night.
Hey. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
So we just do a timeline crash here. So what he's talking about, in a sense, is like having a copy and paste, we'll say, of a timeline over an existing one. And we mentioned this before, that if you have maybe poor health or you have a condition, maybe you broke your arm this week, we'll just say that. That'd be kind of devastating. And now you're in pain, and the bone is, you know, trying to mend and heal. Very possibly you could bring the energy of a week ago when you were fine and bring the energy from a past timeline. This is like copy and paste and doing an overlay, we'll say, onto the timeline now. And that may speed up your healing process because you're taking a reality that you know is correct with that bone or whatever, and now you're bringing it into a reality where it's not in wholeness. So typically your body would like to be in wholeness, so it may help the healing process. So that could be another way of looking at that. And we're still kind of investigating timelines. And I don't have all the answers quite yet with what's going on with them, but I'll do a timeline crash for people here. So we'll do let's do mind energy. And a lot of people have difficulties with their mind, maybe programs, thinking of things. They can't get out of a loop on a past thought or something. This is like a mind looping energy that we have also on the website. So here we go. Let's do a timeline crash for mind energy. So just think of something that is going on that you just can't seem to get away from. We'll crash that. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, another timeline, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. The timeline may take about 10 minutes to crash for some people, so just kind of realize that it could take a little while to catch up with you. The timeline is already destroyed, but you being on the timeline, where are you on this timeline? Are you at the beginning of the timeline or at the end of the timeline? And this is the way the timeline crashes work. So you may feel your body jerk as you get returned back here, and we'll just see what happens. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and we do have a few comments from people about their plants. Ron Holly is saying, yes, plant is more vibrant and clear. And Pauline is saying, wow, very vibrant, already have for a week. So maybe you've done some of Pauline's plants already since Pauline is in New York. I'm not sure, Pauline, if you're talking about your plant, but I'm guessing maybe you are. And then Marcus is asking, what did you do to the energy field around my plants? Aura is not distorted or warped anymore.
Yeah, we just made the plant a real plant. So what you have around you is cloned things. So a plant is living. This probably would not work with your, say, VCR or your TV. It could possibly work with something that's living. Okay, so something that is not living will not really have a spirit in it to help out this process. So what happens is that the plant, which is living, has a spirit, and that spirit is also abducted. I don't know what they can do to plants to harm them, but I imagine that could be, you know, something going on with the plant on a timeline. We all know that, you know, some people are really, really sensitive and actually feel a plant, in a sense, cry when they cut the plant and stuff, right? So
yeah.
So basically, the plant now that was here, that was abducted to a timeline, probably put into a torture camp, is now brought back here, and the clone is released, terminated, because you don't want to have anything cloned. And then from there, the real plant is brought back here. And that's how this works. And I can go on and on with that a little bit, but basically that's the gist of it. So your plant now is a real plant instead of a replica of a plant that will look the same, but it won't have the same energy. So just check your life force energy of your particular plants, and it's going to radiate through your whole room. It's very obvious even to a person who doesn't understand auras or can't see anything. You're going to actually feel the essence energy radiating into you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Now I'm going back to where you took our spirit out and put it in correctly. I believe this is what Mickey is referring to. And Mickey is saying, asking if that clears us off, that going out and in, and that it feels like a shower. So could you, I think, probably Mickey is new, and maybe you can just describe what that does when you do that for us.
I haven't done it too often. I do it for sometimes when people have a major like medical condition. But remember, your spirit has to be healed in order for you to have a healing. And so by taking the spirit in and out, the spirit automatically gets healed, put back into wholeness as you come out of your body. Then it comes back in again, and then it collects the residue, the blueprint of your body, and then when it leaves, it still has that residue in it. So you want to bring it in and out to have a healing, because your spirit can only heal you as much as it is healed. Okay? If your spirit's messed up, you will be messed up, and your body will do that to your spirit automatically. So the spirit healing is very, very important.
And then maybe, Ron, you can describe what you call a crash landing that we sometimes have in the morning.
Yeah, that's when you wake up and maybe the alarm clock startles you. You're in a nice sleep, and or even a deep sleep. Maybe you get a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, when you are definitely sleeping, and all of a sudden your body jerks. Well, the jerking is because your spirit landed into your body. It heard the noise, okay? Your body got alarmed, and just kind of stretch time out here. So the phone starts to ring. Your ears hear the ring, and that kind of wakes the body up a little bit. And now the body's kind of frightened because it's out of its normal mode of sleep. As soon as the body feels threatened or frightened, the spirit that normally should be with you, if it's not with you, it's in the beyondo, and it knows now that the body is under attack by something, right? Because it's feeling something or something's going on that should not be happening to the body at that particular time. So spirit now flies back to your body, will say, as quick as it can, and it jumps into your body to see what's happening to help protect you. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And it could be maybe entities coming to you. But all it knows is that it needs to be with you so that you can talk to your spirit for guidance, which we don't normally do. But that's the way it's supposed to work, okay? So it does a crash landing. It can come in upside down, backwards, sideways, whatever it can, because it has to be in your body. It's not concerned to come in properly. It just comes in and goes flat, and it's with you. And so you wake up and you go, man, I feel like I'm twisted. I got this headache. Man, what happened to me? You know, I'm not walking right. My foot's asleep. You know, something like that. And it's because your spirit's not in you to give you life force energy. And you go through whatever you had to go through at the time, maybe turning the alarm clock off or getting that phone call. You go back to bed. You wake up maybe, you know, in the morning and you go, man, I just feel yucky. And maybe it goes on for a couple of weeks, maybe. It could even be years. Because you don't know that you're not in wrong, because your spirit will come in the exact same way over again. It doesn't know the difference. How and why, I can't tell you that. But I've had people who felt yucky for like 10 years. I'd take their spirit out once, put it back in right, and they go, man, this pain went away that I've had for a long time. That's because it was in your body improperly, and it was not able to heal you. So that's what that's all about, a crash landing. So, back to you, Carrie.
So, Ron, can we command our own spirits to position themselves, you know, facing forward, looking out of our eyes as we do? Can we do that ourselves?
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right, great. So that might be a good thing to do first thing in the morning every day, because we might not realize that we're not in correctly. So Marcy has a question about our spirit, and it's referring to, I think, something that we were talking about on a previous show about talking to our spirit, and I think you mentioned that it's not always listening to us because most of our lives we haven't been talking to it. So Marcy is asking how we get our spirit's attention and how do we know if it's listening?
It's always listening if you talk to your spirit. You have to command your spirit to listen to you.
Okay.
So it is listening. I think we had on my fast chat, George asked a question or something. So let's address George next.
Okay.
I'm sorry, George. I just don't see the question. So I don't want him to retype. Where we can get back into the archives on that and.
Yeah, I'm looking back right now.
Yeah. So George is.
I think it's the limited number of letters that we can type in. Perhaps is making it hard to understand some of the questions. I'm not sure. Perhaps that's what you mean, George. I'm looking back though. I'm reading your stuff right now. So. Okay, Ron, so if you want to just finish up what you're saying about communicating with our spirit and commanding it, can you just give us an example, if we haven't spoken to our spirit before, what we would say and how we would get its attention?
Well, you'd probably first want to do the mind-to-heart drop. So just count from 10 to 1 backwards and then command your spirit to bring your awakening thoughts you know, that mind chatter inside of your head, whatever, you know, talks to you, and bring that into your heart. And then after you're there, and do the mind to heart drop maybe 5 times. And then from there, ask your spirit to connect with you and ask your questions. Now, you may have to be a little bit in duality in order to be in judgment so that you're able to pose your question, because when you're in your heart center, there's no such thing as judgment, which means that you're not going to get anything coming through. You're not going to be able to think. So you have to put your little toe back into judgment reality here to talk. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm a little toe here across the line, and I'm in the now of the darkness energies to be able to talk to people. So that's kind of what it is. But if you don't hear an answer and you're waiting, you know, more than probably 10 seconds, know that maybe your spirit's really trying, but you just can't get through. I won't say that you're thick-headed or something, or that you're not spiritually evolved because you're not hearing your spirit. But if you don't hear it, then just ask to have it work some other way, in books or TV, news or whatever. Have somebody else help you out with the answer that you need. Remember, you can go to the alien cafe, you know, of your choice, and, you know, get maybe some tea or coffee and sit around there and just listen for people talking, and you may get your answer by other people communicating to you. And that's one way to do that. So your spirit will always attempt the best that it can to talk to you. If you hear that little small voice, then just say, okay, turn the volume up. I need to hear it louder. You know, that's one trick. If you have a problem with your body physically and you want to know what's going on, you can always kind of create, invent a little telephone jack. Maybe you have a knee problem or an owie someplace. Just invent a little telephone jack, put it on your body, and kind of go through the motions, we'll say, of plugging in the phone line. Pick the phone up and talk and see what it says back to you. And that's another way you can work with your body. But your spirit will normally always help you. And also you may want to put something in there about how soon you need to have this information. You know, you want to get it in an hour. Well, you better move your feet and go do something. Just don't sit in a chair, you know, hoping that it's going to talk to you. You have to get out there to hear the information from somebody or somewhere, okay? Might be walking by a newsstand or see an ad someplace, and it might give your answers. Maybe those special words that you need to know will pop out a technicolor to you. So your spirit will help you, but it's up to you to move your feet. You just can't sit on, you know, on your backside there and wait for an answer, because you may not ever get it that way. But it will help you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so George is going to type in what he was asking, but I looked back and it looks like George is wondering whether clones attract clones. So maybe this is a like attracting like type of a question. Do clones attract clones to us, perhaps?
Okay. I'm sure that they could, because you're living with the same clone or seeing the same clone. We're just looking at, you know, the law of attraction here. So the same clones could be on the timelines that you're living in somewhere else. So I would say that could be true. I haven't got too far into this here, you know, with your spiritual contracts and agreements, because where I am right now is that almost everybody on this planet, I would say, you know, everybody that you know is probably cloned out. And that means that they're not real. And once you get real, you know the difference. And you start wondering, when am I a clone? So the people that I've worked with back here in New York, I don't know how long that energy is holding. I would say that at least a day, probably. If you get upset a lot, then maybe you're not going to be holding that consciousness. So that's kind of the situation. And it's interesting. See, I came here to help people for ascension, to take their body and spirit out of here. Well, nobody has a chance for being a clone. So that means that I have to get rid of these clone bodies so that people can live and actually leave this planet. So, and each time you do that, you will be changing and you're becoming human again. Can dogs become cloned? Yeah. Can a dog bite you? Yes. And that can happen. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I'm just going to throw in here, Ron, that you will be having a clearing up for this new clone situation. So don't get too alarmed with this somewhat new information here about the clone situation regarding all of us. There will be a clearing to help us with this that will be online in the not too distant future. So I think the
Carrie.
What?
You want to describe what you saw when I did a couple of people in Los Angeles with the clones?
You know, I didn't see you do the expo thing, but I can describe what you did to me, if that helps. I didn't see you changing those people at the Green Expo. I wasn't at that, so I can't describe that. If anybody else is listening who was and wants to call in, that would be good. But I can just describe what you did for me the other day, if that's the same thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, maybe you can describe. I know most people feel everybody as three-dimensional. Oh, yeah, I got one here. So we're sitting in New York here at the Europan, I think is what it's called. It's a dessert place. And the lady next to us was having a cupcake, which, you know, she wanted to buy, so she bought it. And she's eating it, and did a clone clearing on her. So I'm just guessing I took out maybe 25 clones. Remember, each time you take one out, another one comes back into play. So her body's changing a little bit, body jerking, moving up and down a little bit, different sizes. Maybe each body could be maybe have a longer spine slightly. So people do change, maybe a half an inch on movement. And by the time we got the last clone out and made her human, this may sound weird to the first-time listener here, but and it is kind of weird, but anyway, from there, she became human.
No way around that.
Yeah, but when she became human, she goes, like, what am I eating? This thing tastes awful. It's full of sugar. And she spit out what she had in her mouth. Remember, the clone is still eating as I'm doing this here, right? And so maybe each time she did a chew, possibly, it was a different clone. So each time I moved the clone out, another one came in the body with the same cupcake, okay? And this is, remember, you have to realize that all they're doing is stopping the movie frame, okay, and bringing another clone in, and everything's exact the way it was. So all of a sudden, when she became real, she goes, this thing tastes awful. It's too sugary, too sweet. And she's wondering, geez, my clone must have really wanted something that was sweet initially, but she didn't want to eat it after that. So that's one great example of clones. So anyway, most people feel if you have two people that had the healing in New York and they saw each other, and I worked with a lot of people, they would see everyone as like almost three-dimensional. They would see this glow around them. Instead of looking flat, you know, like a one-dimensional or like a picture without any depth to it, we'll say, all of a sudden they looked like they were very vibrant. And so people that were human could see humans. When they saw a clone, it was like, wow, I'm looking at a movie screen. And that's just the way I could probably describe it. So this would be great when I get the clearing up on the website. So back to you, Carrie. If you want to add anything to it, you can. A lot of people could actually see colors better, okay, and have more clarity of vision. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, when you did it for me, I would say everything just looked sharper, and I felt sharper myself and just clearer, just sort of, I don't know, stronger, clearer, sharper, more present, more alive. I felt different parts of me got warm the different times that you did it, and I think that's all I would say right now. So I'm just going to get back to some questions before they disappear. I think the 85-second thing that George was talking about is the length of time that each page on the fast chat stays up. I think I'm in the archives right now, so but I'm pretty sure that's what that was about. And, Ron, I wanted to bring up some questions that Romney is asking. I think Romney is a new listener. It's referring to the timeline crash, and it sounds like he is getting hot, and I think that is worrying him. That's the first thing, so maybe you can speak to that. And then he's also feeling like he's upside down, but he's not. And Pauline is suggesting maybe the magnetic upside down clearing sample would be a good one to help Romney out so he can feel that.
But I understand he's concerned because it's getting warm. Is that what the problem
is?
Yeah,
with the timeline crashing.
Okay, that means that you've been in the beyond, though. And so we brought back a small part of your spirit and body that was in a clone. So you came back as a clone, but it's connecting to your skeleton system, and you're becoming more real. And the reason why you're getting warm is because you have more of you here. Okay, or that spirit energy here. So your body now is having a healing, we'll say, working with the clone body. The next thing is if you feel like weird in your body, it's because you were probably in your body wrong all the time. So we'll just take you, and plus going in and out a bunch of times means that you are having healings. Maybe your body is reacting to having a healing, which it never have had before. So this is what that's all about. So I wouldn't be alarmed by it. Just know that you have a great validation that things are working positively in your life right now. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then he's saying that he feels like he's upside down, but he's not. So his body's not, but something is. And Pauline thought the magnetic upside down, the magnetic bodies, I guess the upside down part, might be. Do you want to do a sample of one of those bodies, Ron? Put one the right way up, see if Romney can feel that for a little more validation.
That. Yeah, I'll just do that quickly here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 there. Just see if that helped. But everybody is in their body property who's listening right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. So Shannon has a question. I'm just going to give out the phone numbers again. We have about 10 and 15 minutes left if anyone else wants to call in with any questions before we get on the Q&A line. And we're on station 2, so just you'll see the numbers under there if you'd like to call in. I won't read them out right now. I'll just hop on to the next question. So Shannon was asking, are our words coded? She's saying she saw something on a past fast chat about this. So letters and words, Ron, do you want to mention about the coding of letters and words?
Yeah, those are energies that, since we relate to words and we have writing and we have letters, words and numbers, all those are designed when they're put into a certain word or sentence will connect you to a certain energy out there. So that's kind of, it's kind of hard to say. Each the vowels are very important. That's why we have the clearing for the natal chart, so you can eliminate tracking implants, tracking things that are connected to you, because naturally your name is unique to yourself, typically, unless your name is John Smith or something. But aside from that, most people's names are unique to themselves, and that's what you go through your whole life with, and the planets, the stars, which are aliens, are connecting to you somehow and sending you mind control transmissions. So if you had no name, change your name all the time, then you would have less of a connection to those because they could not find you if you didn't resonate to that. And that's the same with numbers. So hopefully I answered your question okay. I think we heard a beep there. Somebody online.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Larry.
So I had a question that when you're in the light or the spirit, isn't it neither logical nor non-logical, but it takes on a neutral knowledge or neutral frequency at that point?
Yeah, when you're in the true now energy, you don't have any thoughts, so you are in non-judgment. The light does not channel through anybody or could ever channel because it would be non-judgmental energy.
Mm-hmm.
It would be judgmental energy if it did, so it can't do that because as things get recorded on timelines, much like any book that you read, including like the Bible, there are things in there which could be good or not good. Makes no difference, but if there's any judgment there, you know automatically that it could not be of the light because the light doesn't judge. So the Ten Commandments might be great for moral information, you know, but, you know, the actual energy where they're judging something could not be of the light, but it is of an alien energy that is telling you that you need to do this, okay? You know, what is it, thou shalt not, or right away, that's in judgment. The light doesn't judge. It can't judge any of its creations because if it did judge a creation, it may not like you. You know, I saw this joke. I mentioned it once before. Maybe funny, may not be, but I saw this little cartoon where the first little picture was, you see this alien spaceship, okay? And then the next one over, you see like a little beam of light coming down. There's two little ETs on the spaceship, and it's a little light coming down, you know, connects to a person. The third frame is the person is beamed up to the spaceship. And the next one, person is beamed back down, and the little slogan inside the spaceship is, man, that one was ugly. So they rejected him, you know. Well, that's,
oh,
so
I see.
Look at that. That's kind of how you think the light would be. What if you didn't look very good, and the light says, oh, I don't like this person, bad creation, you know, wrong color hair, or they got a pimple or something. Forget them, you know. Well, that's how it would look. And the light does not judge any of its creations. You may judge your own, which is okay. You have to judge yourself for a healing because the light doesn't know you as being, you know, in a condition or problem that you're dealing with because you created that somehow, some way, through your genetics. And even though you say, I didn't want to have this broken arm or I don't want to have maybe cancer or whatever you're dealing with or a bladder condition, it's in your genetics, and since your body has it, you have to deal with it. And so it's your creation, whether you like it or not, because you are dealing with that energy. So the light does not judge that, but you have to indicate that, like on the conference calls that we have, to have a healing. Because the light will not touch you, do anything about what your condition is, because it knows that you would like to experience that. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thanks for calling, Larry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
So apparently George was asking about entities, not clones, Ron, when he was asking. So the question would be, do entities attract other entities into us, I guess?
Oh, yeah, of course. Definitely. You know, you can go, let's say that you, I'll just pick an addiction that you may have. We'll say you like to go dancing, okay? Not that that's bad, but we'll just say you like to go dancing, and you walk by a location that you hear a lot of music or something or whatever, and the entity in you that loves to dance may get other entities inside of you wanting to make you dance. So all of a sudden you go there for an hour to dance, and you end up leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you wonder why you did that because you have to get up to work to go to work the next morning, you say. And you go, wow, why did I do that so long? Well, you had extra entities coming into your body that wanted to dance, and you attracted them. So one entity got in a whole bunch more, and they all wanted to use your body to dance. And that's also true of people who may be addicted to maybe drinking. You walk in front of a bar, possibly, and entities will come out. Maybe you want to have one drink or none at all, but they come into you and they kind of get into your brain, your consciousness, your thinking, we'll say, and they have the body move into that bar, and now you have a drink or two. Well, you didn't really want to before, so yes, that's kind of what happens with entities. So entities do attract other entities, yes. And people who are doing something with the same mindset will attract the same entities. go into a room full of people. Let's just say you go into a room and you have a bunch of old people in there. I don't mean to sound that old people aren't any good or anything, but judging people. Let's say you go into a room where the people are between, say, 60 and 90, and they're on crutches or, you know, walkers or wheelchairs. And you go into that room, and you're healthy before you come in there, and then you hear these people talking about their conditions and what they're going through in life. Well, those entities will just maybe hop into your body. Maybe you start walking out of that room, and you go, boy, I have all these weird thoughts because you're an empath. Okay, or maybe you start walking, and you go, man, my back hurts, or, man, you know, why do I have a problem with my body? Well, it's because entities hopped into you, and maybe they got tired of being in the body of a person in a wheelchair. They wanted to walk around. So they came into you, but they have the energy of the wheelchair, you know, and the energy of the person in that wheelchair. And all of a sudden you go, man, my legs aren't working too well. Maybe it's the first time they've walked in 10 years, and now they're in you. And you go, man, what's happening to me? Well, that's what happens. So I'm not saying not to visit old people or, you know, people that have conditions. I'm just telling you what happens with the entity. So you want to get an entity clearing to get these things out of you, because they will manifest that illness in you because they're in you with that illness. That's the emotional body. And we all know that emotional bodies cause our illness. So you may not even have any problem with your body whatsoever, but that emotional body will trigger your DNA and bring forth a problem. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I know at the beginning of the show, pages and pages back on the Fast Chat, somebody was asking about what is a ghost. So when Ron talks about entities, you can just interchange that with the word ghost. So, Ron, do you want to just real quickly describe what an entity is in relation to the rest of us?
A regular entity, what I talk about is an emotional body of a person that physically died, and that emotional body hops normally through ancestors, through children, through loved ones of the family, and then from there, they may go into someone else. And they can bring you addictions. Or with another way of saying it, they can bring you the lifestyle of that person that lived previously, you know, in your body, and you may find yourself doing traits or habits that somebody else did, and that's what entities cause. And they'll also bring in other entities to reinforce that. I knew one lady who had a condition, and she got entities in her, and all of a sudden she started smoking cigars, and she never smoked in her life, hated cigarettes. So what does that mean? Some entity hopped into her. Maybe she went to the hospital or something, had some tests done, and maybe she's around somebody who was smoking a cigar. Those entities hopped into her. She's a little bit weak, maybe. Not that weakness would cause that, but all of a sudden she wanted to start smoking cigars, which is kind of unusual, but that's what she did. So right away, you know, that has to be an entity because a person would never do that, okay? So if you find yourself doing something that's kind of weird, that's out of your normal behavior, you know that must be an entity with you and get it out of you. Bottom line, go online and do an entity clearing to clean yourself out. Do a whole lifetime one, because that will make you more of who you really are. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and maybe this will be the last question. Pete from Australia is asking if a fat clone can make you fat.
Well, that's a good question.
You'd have to be fat to begin with for your clone to be fat, right?
Yeah, the clone is copying you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're not going to... It is a good question, though, even though it might sound kind of funny. You know, I guess I could make a mistake. You know,
uh-oh.
I have seen people change. Their faces would change maybe to be a half inch wider, half inch taller. So it could be possible that in the clone factory, when they start putting clones into you as they take them out, remember, they're all in line, just waiting to come in. And just think of, like, pulling a handle on a... like a candy machine or something, you know. The first candy bar comes out, and then that would be the first clone. When it gets taken away, then the next one comes down as the handle gets pulled. So they're all waiting to come into you. It could be possible that all of a sudden Maybe they did a really poor job, didn't have enough time to fix you up, and they put you in here looking weird. So, yeah, it could be possible. I think it'd be pretty scary to see somebody, dropping 100 pounds of weight or something, or to become much, much heavier or even taller. But I'm sure that could be a possibility. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm going to give the phone number out now for the Q&A because that'll be coming up in a few minutes. So if somebody could type that in for me again, thanks to you guys who did at the beginning. I'm not able to type in today. So for anyone who didn't jot that down, it's 646-519-5800, and then the PIN number is 9009, and then the pound sign. This is a conference call line that you can call into on the telephone and speak with Ron directly over the next hour. And hopefully those of you who are listening who are new will call in. If you don't want to speak on the line but you do have a question, you can keep your fast chat up, and I'll keep an eye on that and read out any questions that come up if you don't feel like actually speaking, but hopefully you will. And let's see, I have 1 minute to the top of the hour, Ron. I'm not sure if we have any more time. I know there's a lot of questions on here that we didn't have time for tonight, so hopefully you guys will be able to come on the call for the next hour.
I do have a question here. Can the spirit judge you inside of yourself? No, it won't judge you. No, it can't.
Yeah.
Part of the light, unless you're dealing with the spirit of the light of the darkness. That's why you want to connect and command your spirit of the light, created by the light, to work with you, not the false one, which is created by the light of the darkness. So, anyway, we'll be on the conference call here, and you can come on tomorrow night if you wish to ask some more questions. We'll go to the light ship tomorrow, so we probably need to get off here for the next show to get presented here. So thank you, everybody. Blessings to all of you. And enjoy your plants. They may only be real maybe throughout the evening here. Blessings.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.
Good night.